The Lord be with you. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings as we bring our Easter season to a conclusion. This last Wednesday night, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord. Our last Sunday of Easter season is today. And the last couple of weeks, including today, are kind of pre-Pentecost to get us ready for the celebration next Sunday of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word, receive His gifts, and give thanks for the new heart that He gives us. Today is one of those Hallmark holidays as well. So a special greeting to all the moms who are here, and well wishes to those moms that are far away. I have a tiny little gift, and you can wait till after the service, but a tiny little gift. I came across a little two-page kind of tribute to mothers, the vocation of motherhood. They're on a little bitty stand out there by the ushers, and moms, you can, well, anybody can, I don't care, but pick one up as you go. It's just two pages, and it's written by a pastor in Michigan. And I think very, very, very well done. So I commend that to you. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 868, Awake My Soul and With the Sun, will stand on the last verse of that hymn. Last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll pray Matins, page 219 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. First, we'll need that is when we sing the introit together for the psalm of the day. The focus is on the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel 36. Before we sing, let's notice and greet our brothers and sisters in Christ. If you don't know somebody's name, go ahead and ask. In Jesus, we're one. Let's greet each other in the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In the name of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. We sing.
would open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O God, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make joy to the Lord through our salvation.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We continue with our introit. We chant it together. 783. You may be seated. Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is written in Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about Me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with Me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor Me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim His salvation from day to day. Is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep? To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put My Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in My statutes, and be careful to obey My just decrees. Let us pray. Take My will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take My heart. It is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. How do you make good people out of bad people? How do you do it? Today's Mother's Day. Moms, how do you make naughty little boys and girls into good, well-behaving boys and girls? Well, I suppose you could give them more rules and more laws. How does that work? Well, think about society. If we would just have more laws and more rules, then we could get rid of all bad behavior, right? We could get rid of all crime. We could get rid of all of our jails. Think of all the money we would... Doesn't work that way, does it? More rules, more law may have a short-term effect of a behavior change, but rules and laws cannot change the heart. We all know it. We all realize it. And yet, what do? We think somehow that if we can change people on the outside, we can take bad people and turn them into good. We do that with our sermons. We do that with our church constitution and bylaws. We do that with an endless amount of rules and regulations in society. But guess what? That kind of thinking cannot change the heart. That's the problem. We have a heart problem. We need a new heart. All of us are born with a sinful and corrupted heart. That is the heart of the matter. And this is where we are with God's Word today. The prophet Ezekiel is not one that comes up very often on Sunday mornings in our readings. And the reason is, the book is a little bit depressing. What's more than a little bit depressing? The first 33 chapters of the book are all law. 6 centuries before Jesus, the people of God, the people of God who had been redeemed, brought free from Pharaoh, Egypt, through the Red Sea waters, into the land flowing with milk and honey. They had been given forgiveness, life, and salvation in God's name. And what did they do? They took it for granted. They became very lazy and apathetic. They saw the nations around them, and they coveted after the gods of the nations, the practices of the nations, the idolatry of the nations, the sexual freedom of the nations. God had called them to be different, to be separate. And by their words, by their worship, by their actions, the people, the nations would be drawn to them and to the one true God. But what happened? Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Slowly but surely, they fell away. They fell away from the one true God. They prostituted themselves before idols, and they did every evil, wicked practice, including the sacrifice of their children, so that they could be like the other nations. 33 chapters in Ezekiel. Ezekiel, who had been carried off into captivity along with the children of God. Ezekiel, bringing a harsh message of law, and as soon as they had been carried away, bringing a message of comfort, of restoration, and of forgiveness. My friends, today we can see how what happened during the days of Ezekiel continue to happen today. We who have been redeemed, forgiven, and restored by the holy precious blood of Jesus, washed clean, given a new life. How easy it is to become lazy and apathetic. How easy it is to think that that those outside the faith have it better. That somehow God is holding back, holding out on us. And so we begin to lust after the ways and works and false idols that are all around us. At the time of Ezekiel, God pretty much said, well, if you want to worship the gods of the nations, I'm going to turn the nations over to you. And they are going to carry you off into captivity. A new slavery. My friends, what are our false gods and false idols? God has called us, first commandment, there are no other gods before Him. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things, above all stuff, or as I teach the 7th and 8th graders, all nouns, people's places, things, and ideas. But what are our gods? Money, power, sex, gadgets, sports, leisure. The list goes on and on and on and on. We know our own gods. Instead of being the people of God, the light of the world, through whom the light of Christ would shine and people would see our love and our devotion and be drawn to the one true God, instead they see us and they see no difference between us and those outside the church. They look at us and they see that like the people of Ezekiel's day, we profane the name of God. Those are serious words. And that is a serious charge. Where do those words come from? Well, they come from the Bible. But you may remember them as you memorize them from Luther's Small Catechism. First petition of the Lord's Prayer, from which all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer follow. Hallowed be thy name. God's name is holy in and of itself. But we pray in this petition that it would be made holy among us also. Okay, that's a pretty good prayer, right? How is God's name made holy among us? God's name is made holy among us when His Word is taught in its truth and purity. And we, as the people of God, lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. The Word of God going out in its truth and purity. As Lutherans, we take our Word and our doctrine very seriously. And we should. This is God-pleasing. You know what we don't take very seriously sometimes? Living holy lives according to the Word of God. We act as if Good Friday and Easter are like our get-out-of-jail-free card. We can do whatever we want. We can live however we want. We can say however we want. And in so doing, we cheapen the grace of God and we profane His name among us. Luther goes on in the Small Catechism, anyone who teaches or lives contrary to the Word of God profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. My friends, in our Gospel reading, in our Old Testament reading, God is warning us about falling away from faith. He is warning us about that slow, gentle slide away from Christ and into the waiting arms of Satan in hell forever and ever. It happens so slowly, we don't even realize what's going on. And so God sends a word to you, a word to me, a word to the world. He doesn't give us new laws. He doesn't give us new regulations. He doesn't say, well, you clean up your act and then everything will be fine. No! He knows that that stuff is superficial. That is a whitewashed covering. It doesn't have any lasting effect. He knows what we need. We need a new heart. We need a new heart. Ezekiel. 600 years before the institution of baptism as we know it, teaches us what baptism is and what baptism does. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. My friends, do you know what happens at the baptismal font? Whether babe or small child, Good Friday and Easter are delivered. Justification, being declared righteous on account of the person and work of Jesus, full and complete, the "it is finished" work of Jesus is delivered to you. You are given a new heart. The Spirit of God dwells inside of you. It is perfect. It is complete. You cannot add anything to what Christ has already done for you. This justification, God's declaration that you are His child, that you are forgiven, that your name is written in the book of life, this is full and perfect and complete. But there's something else in our heart. The Bible calls it our sinful flesh. The old Adam, and I don't want to leave women out, especially moms, the old Eve. You have it too. Sin. We call this sanctification. God making us holy. Justification, full, complete, done, perfect. Sanctification, it is begun in us, and it is a process. It is a process of God continually breaking our hard heart, killing our sinful, idolatrous heart, and raising up inside of us that new man, that new woman, so that we can live in the freedom of the gospel. This is the life of faith. This is the life of a Christian. That old Adam, that sinful Adam that lives inside of you, you can't tame it, you can't corral it, you can't potty train it. The only thing that needs to be done is it needs to die. It needs to die every day. Luther teaches us in the Catechism from Romans 6, this is the life of a Christian, a life of repentance, where we come and return to the baptismal font every day, drowning and dying that old Adam that lives inside of it, with all of its sin, with all of its passion, with all of its evil lust, with all of its idolatry. And God, by the power of the Spirit, which raised Jesus from the dead, raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. He doesn't give us a new set of laws. Ten Commandments 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. No. He gives us what we need. A new heart. A new heart. Some of you may remember the old movie, Dirty Harry. Clint Eastwood, Harry Callahan, big 44 Magnum. Yes. One of the first Dirty Harry movie. There's a man, murderer, psychopathic killer, murders, he rapes, he's taken to the judge, and because of some legal technicality, he's set free. Harry Callahan is meeting with his sergeant in the San Francisco Police Department. Harry Callahan looks at his sergeant and says, "You know he's going to do it again." The sergeant says, "How do you know that?" Harry Callahan says, "Because he likes it. Because he likes it." My friends, this is not brain surgery. This is not rocket science. We keep falling back into sin. Why? Because we like it. What God does for us is He gives us a new heart. A new heart that loves God. A new heart that loves His Word. A new heart that loves His ways. A new heart that feels guilty when we fall back into sin and desires that forgiveness that only Christ can give. My friends, today we celebrate because everything we need, God has given. Forgiveness, life, and salvation through the perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven, full and free, delivered to you in the waters of holy baptism. You have been sprinkled clean. You have been given a new heart. You have been given the Holy Spirit. And when we sin, as we do daily and much, we don't revel in it. We don't make excuses for it. And we certainly don't celebrate it. What we do is we return to the font. We return to God's house where He continues to give and give and give. You see, the power to lead a holy life is in the message of justification, the forgiveness of sins. That's exactly what God gives us. Every time we hear the sweet words of absolution, that our sins are forgiven. Every time we hear the Word of God, that our sins are forgiven. Every time we eat and drink Christ's body and blood, that our sins are forgiven. Hearing the Word of God, growing in His grace, growing in our sanctification, loving God, serving one another. May God grant this among us. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. God gives us exactly what we need. He gives us a new heart. He gives us lips that want to praise Him. Pretty much everything that we sang about in that song, our sermon hymn, our office hymn today. Take my life and let it be. Thanks you. We sing now the Te Deum, words of praise. Please stand.
Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen, ascended and returning for you. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us over the radio, over the internet. We pray that the good news of a new heart, pure gift by God, would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Prayer requests is listed in your news and notes. We also remember Brian Murundi, my brother, who is recovering from meningitis at Bryan West. We stand for prayer, beginning with Matins, page 227. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, that your Son, Jesus Christ, proclaimed before his passion. As we rejoice in Christ's ascension, where he is seated at your right hand, let us not grow impatient,
but ever remain watchful, not only for the Spirit's work among us in word, water, bread, and wine, but also for the coming again of Christ to judge the living and the dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God Almighty, even as you bless your servants with various and unique gifts of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us the grace to use them to your honor and glory. Especially do we implore you to open our lips, that our mouths may declare your praise to our family members, our friends, and our neighbors who do not believe in you and your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, you have blessed creation with the gift of motherhood. Give to all mothers strength, patience, and courage to tend to the duties that you have given them. Enable the people of our land to honor and esteem this blessed vocation, providing care and support for those who have been given such a task and responsibility. Lead us to give thanks for our own mothers, and to lead mothers to give thanks for their children, that together we may rejoice in the gifts that you so freely give. Look especially upon women who are unable to bear children. Ease their pain and always assure them of your never-failing love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and you heal. Show mercy to your servants, especially Lynn, Celeste, Marlene, Diane, Vernita, Lena, Janice, Chip, Disney, Max, Nevaeh, Rosa, Ed, Daryl, Dennis, Jan, Callie, Clee, mother of Steve Botger, Sonia, Vala, Dwayne, Connie, Brian, Carol, Arlene, Cleo, and Brian. Spare their lives and restore their strength. Even as you gave your Son to bear our infirmities and sicknesses, deal compassionately with your servants and bless them with your healing power. We commit them to your gracious mercy and protection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, who in the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, spoke peace to the world, and in the blood of his cross opened the way to all mankind to find peace with you and in you, lift high the cross that every eye may see. Let your peace fill every heart and rule in the nations of our world, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May be seated for our closing hymn, 842. 842.
welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Moms or anybody who's interested in motherhood, don't forget the little piece of paper out there, your Mother's Day gift, and commend that to you and pray God's blessings upon all of our mothers who are on this side of heaven and for the memory of those mothers and their faithful witness who are already in heaven. Please check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are there. We've got some information, sign-up sheets for Vacation Bible School coming quickly. First full week in June. We need helpers and teachers and all that stuff. So check that out. Also have a school art display out there on the other, just to your left when you walk out. Check that out as well. We're winding down the school year. Spring concert is this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, and then the next week on Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday, is our closing school chapel. That'll be 10 o'clock in the morning. You're all invited for that as well. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. And we've got one opportunity for Bible study today. We'll continue our look at the book of Ecclesiastes. Pastor, Vicar, last week this time, Barb and I were on the road to Cushing, Oklahoma, the end of the pipeline, And it was a great joy to be able to see our former member, Mark Dewar, and to celebrate with their congregation the new educational facility that they dedicated last Sunday. Pastor Dewar is in town, and I'm pretty sure he'll be here for church at 10:30 with his folks. So if you get a chance to see him, you can welcome him and congratulate him as well. I think that's all. Have a great day and life with your new heart.